Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Cryptic Commander. We are your hosts. I'm John Nose.
This is Onique.
And we are proudly sponsored by North Valley Games, where you can go to northvalleygames.com, enter the promo code TCC2021 at checkout. That'll help you save 10% off your whole order. And the program where they're buying your singles, don't forget about that bad puppy. You can get an additional 10% cash just by using the same promo code. Also sponsored by Artopia. She's got lovely dice bags. We'll have the link in the description for all of these below. We're sponsored by the Hobby Goblins, and we're partnered with Magic the Gathering Players Group, Facebook group, and Cosmic Gaming. Starting us off this week, we have a special guest with us this week, Onique. We have this man needs no introduction for real. In all honesty, so it's YouTube sensation Mythic Hunter. Mythic, thank you for coming on today's show.
How's it going, man?
Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. And by the way, I love your content. I've been subscribed ever since I remember you first signing up when you had like 13 subscribers, by the way.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Yeah, I remember when you first got started, man. So congratulations on how far you've come, and here's for you growing more, too. And Onique, you've got Card of the Week this week.
Yes, I do. This is from Adventures of the Forgotten Realm, Imrith, Desert Doom. 3BB, a legendary creature dragon. It's a 5/5 flying. Imrith has ward 4 as long as it's untapped. And whenever it deals combat damage to a player, draw a card. Then, if you have fewer than 3 cards in your hand, draw cards equal to the difference. When this card first came out, this was actually like my finisher in blue-based control decks, either white-blue or blue-black.
Right.
So I only really had 2 of them, plus like the creature land. But I enjoy playing with this card. This was pretty. This was a nice card because it's well-protected. Have either of you guys had a chance to play with this card?
Yeah. I actually have a 5-color commander deck that features all of the dragons from AFR in it.
Is it Tiamat or Ur-Dragon or something?
It's the Ur-Dragon. Okay. I do have a Tiamat deck also set up.
I'm not a commander player, but there's always those 2 dragons that come up.
Yeah, I got one of both.
Nice.
Now, this guy right here, because I've got a question for both of you, right? Now, let me just tell you that I love this card. At first, I didn't really like it, man. You know, AFR was kind of a letdown set for me, just being a big Dungeons & Dragons fanatic myself, you know? I mean, they hit the nail on a few things, especially the artwork on those lands. But getting back to this guy right here, it's actually a girl, if anybody didn't know that.
Oh, Amrith is female?
Yeah, it's actually a female. Yes, that's correct. And there's a lot of lore behind this dragon. Now, going back to this card here, at first I didn't like it, okay? And I'll tell you why. Because it was a 5/5 for 5, and it was flying. But then going back looking at it, I'm like, you know what? Throughout the history of Magic, you don't really get a 5/5 for 5 in blue. You really don't, you know? So going back looking at this guy, I'm like, you know, he's got a lot of value. And I keep forgetting it's a mythic rare too, right? He's got flying. Mm-hmm. Well, she's got flying. 4 ward, as long as it's untapped. And let's face it, you're going to risk swinging in with this bad puppy, you know?
Yeah.
And then the best part is the whole draw effect. Which there's a lot of reading on the draw effect if you're playing with this in real life versus on Magic the Gathering Arena. I'll just put that out there right now. You know, there's chances where you can draw more than one card, but there's chances where you only draw a card, you know.
My experience is my personal play experience is that I've only drawn 1 card because my hand is typically full of counter spells or removal one way or another. And I only really attack with her when I can protect her. Because otherwise she protects herself. Because ward 4 is basically hexproof.
Yeah, I mean, it is really. Because that 4 is a big amount.
That's when you're hefty.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you're looking down at your board and you're like, I've only got 4. You know,
yeah.
If I pay 2 to kill it, and then where's my 4 to make sure that kill goes through? So I got to wait until I get 6, you know? And it's especially worse when you put white on top of it as far as the making them... You know, the whole stacks effect, you know, where they're making you pay more for the spells anyway, you know,
mm-hmm.
that even becomes worse. You know, you're like, okay, now I need
seven. Just acid effect.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, I like this card more and more as time goes on. But here's my question. Here's my question to both of you, okay? And both of you, take your time by thinking about the answer on this one, okay? With it become, rotation season coming real soon for standard, what do you think this? What do you think the power level of this is going to go down to? What do you think the worth of this card is going to go down to? Because right now it's currently at what $2.08 is what it's at right now. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think that rotation is going to do to this guy or this girl?
I don't think the value is really going to change at all. She's not really seen in standard anymore. Blue base control decks have just other ways of finishing, typically with planeswalkers. Mm-hmm. Her value is probably retained more in commander, like as Mythic said, with Ur-Dragon or with Tiamat or anything else in that category.
I'd probably agree. You know, it is a nice card to play with in my commander decks. As a matter of fact, they all are. That's why I play five color dragons, just because it's a fun deck to build and play.
You think it's going to be one of those forgotten cards, though, you know, that'll become a gem later on?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, there's nothing that unique or memorable about it. It's a big creature that flies.
Yeah.
That's well protected, but there are other things you could do.
Yeah.
There are better things you could do out there.
Correct.
I mean, especially in older formats.
The price reflects the card, $2.08, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is your card of the week this week. Okay. Moving over to top decks this week. Top decks, we got standard, Jeskai Control, Mono Green Aggro, and then Boris Aggro. Is that right?
Yeah, I played a little bit of Mono Green Aggro just the other day, actually. It's pretty, it can come back from interesting games. From it's pretty grindy.
Now, Jeskai is only looking like, what, 5% more than the, you know, meta speaking, you know, 5% more. And then way back there, Boros is at 9.2. That's quite a difference, you know, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah. The price difference, too, now. Most of these decks I'm looking at $130, $140. Then you got number one at $355.
Oh, yeah. It's because of the lands, because Jeskai Control, you got three colors, so you need all the fancy lands with that. Plus, Goldspan Dragon is like $25 card, and you need four of them.
Okay. Yeah. That always comes back and bites me in the boob with the Goldspan Dragon, because I'm just like, man, I just don't see it. I just don't see it. But you know what? Just like the other dragon we talked about earlier, man, every time I look at Goldspan, I'm starting to see more and more value with those treasure tokens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got a lot of dragons in my collection.
Yeah, you like that one? You like the Goldspan?
It's in my Zeotora Treasures deck.
Moving over to Modern, we have Murktide Regent, 4/5 color Omnath, and then Hammer Time. And the price is you know, again, Modern, right? You got $1,000 all over the board. The number two deck, the five color Omnath, let's just call it what it is, five color Omnath, right? But it's four color. You got white, blue, red, green.
Yeah, anyway, it's literally just not black.
$2,000 deck. Now, as far as the meta, it is a big difference. You have the number one deck at 17.8%, the number two deck is 9.4%, and then the number three deck, Hammer Time, is 6.7%. It's a big difference. I'm a modern player myself, you know. Over in Pioneer, we have Rakdos Midrange, Izzet Phoenix, and Azorius Control. The decks look like right around $400 to $500 a piece. And the meta, again, a big range. You got 15.9, 9.5, and 8.4. We're going to go and shoot over to Historic. Rakdos Goblins, 6.1. Orzhov Midrange, and then Mono Red Aggro coming at 4.1. Now, the meta there is pretty close to each other, really, because Orzhov 6.1. It's tied with Rakdos.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should just skip a few of these and just jump right over to Commander. You got actually two different versions of Commander, and I want to bring this up. We got 1v1, okay, which I know there's a lot of controversy on, you know, 1v1 is not a real thing. But again, it's a casual format, and if you ain't got nobody but one player, you got Niv-Mizzet Perun. You got Oloro, Ageless Asket, and then Karniv Skyship Ray. Now the meta right there, really aesthetic. Close. Yeah, it's really, really close to each other. You got 3.1, 2.5, and 2.5. Really, really close to each other. But you know, really the meat here is Commander, the real deal. You got Milram, Sentinel, and then you got Captain in Gathrod, and then third place Ishin Two Heavens. Maybe we might want to explain these here. Miram's got Miram Sentinel Worm, Soul Ring, and Ganax Astral Hunter, while Captain has Captain in Gathrod, Soul Ring, and Arcane Signet. Those are the two differences there. Well, I mean, Dimir. Captain's being Dimir, of course. But the meta is just really beautiful right there. I see 1.2, 1.1, and 1.0. That's really, really healthy. Well, that's your top decks this week. And Onique, you got Movers and Shakers.
Yep. This week in Movers and Shakers, powered by MTG Stocks, there's a bunch of changes going on here. Starting with the cheap pickups, we have Razor Verge Thicket. Around $6 right now, slowly trending down. Jace Vryn's Prodigy, around $11. This card used to be a lot more. I remember it was around $15 just about a month or two ago, and now it's around 11.
Now I do want to go back to this Thicket for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that this dual land comes into play untapped or tapped, so it's a condition, right? So would you classify this being safe to throw into a CEDH deck?
I don't know who you're asking.
Well, I mean, it says right here in plain text that it enters the battlefield tapped unless you control two or fewer other lands.
Yeah.
Right? Now, would you think this would be worthy enough to throw into a CEDH deck? Either one of you can answer.
I'm not a Commander player, so I wouldn't know. Any land... This will be tapped for any land beyond the third. Any land beyond the second, rather.
Correct.
So,
and to Mythic, me, that's... There's no opinion on your side?
Well, as far as my opinion goes with that type of land, if it's in my draw hand and I'm able to play it right away, it's very useful. If it comes out later in the game, yeah, it's kind of, you know, it's going to be tapped.
Yeah, and it looks like this one's for Selesnya, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I know it's situational, man, but I think it'd be worth throwing into CEDH. Going on to, go ahead, you said Jace Vryn's Prodigy?
Yeah, so number two is Jace, or I guess the second one on this list, because they always have three... of the cheap pickups. So the second one is Jace Vryn's Prodigy, around $11. And then the last one is Blade of the Bloodsheaf. It's starting to creep up in price a little bit, around about $475. So if you're looking to pick one up, probably want to do it soon before it gets even higher.
Yeah, I like this card.
Number three on the list of MTG Stocks is a Hopeful Initiate. This is around, what is it now, like $6.18 or so?
Yeah.
It's up by 50%. I remember this card being almost like a dollar or so. Now it's gone way up. So it's jumped up a lot in price, and this is something I need to pick up for my cube.
You need to pick this up for Pioneer. You need to pick this up for, you know, I think it's still standard legal, isn't it?
Yeah, still standard legal. It's not going to rotate out.
Correct. So you need this for Modern, Standard, Pioneer, Cube. The list will go on for real, in all honesty. You know, the only one that's not going to go in is the Popper, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, but I think more so just because it's a human, and humans can need some early drops.
Well, the training ability alone on that card, I can see why it's going up. I mean, we got 49%. It's up 49%. That's beautiful. I love that card. It's a good card.
Number two on our list, Indomitable Creativity. This is up almost 100%. So it doubled in price pretty much to around $18.
And what does this card do? It says three red and X, destroy X, artifacts.
This is just a combo piece, really.
Okay.
You typically want to play this in a deck that doesn't run any creatures whatsoever, and you no creature cards, but you have a way to make a creature token, and then you can destroy that token, and then you search the rest of your deck. You reveal the cards at the top of your deck until you find your next creature card. So the idea is that you only really have like one creature in your deck, either like Amberkul or Iona or something crazy, and then slap it into play just for really for 4 mana.
Okay, I see.
Number one on the list, Phyrexian Tribute. This has gone up insane. This is around, it jumped up 560%. We're close to $20 on this card when just, 2 weeks ago, this was $3.
Yeah.
This is actually on the reserve list.
Yeah.
So this is a black card, sorcery. In addition to the cost of casting it, sacrifice two creatures. Destroy target artifact.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a black card that destroys an artifact, and it's the only, as far as I know, the only black card that destroys an artifact. I think it might have been something in the dark or something. No, in Antiquities it did this too, but I think it's gone up because of that or just some sort of buyout, but it's $20 right now, and it's probably going to go up even further a little bit.
Yeah, you got card that just got spoiled, Evolved Sleeper.
Yeah,
it just got spoiled or something, and that looks like a reprint too, from what I'm looking at. From Dominaria United, it looks like.
Yeah,
which is one black, one, and it's got three abilities. Reminds you of the Figure of Destiny and cards like that. You know.
Yeah, I just don't see how it's
me either. I don't see how it's going to tie into it. I mean, you got pay one black, Evolve Sleeper becomes a human cleric. Power toughness 2/2. Then you got one black, one other. If it's a cleric, put a death touch counter on it, and it becomes a Phyrexian. And there's probably the keyword, right? Human cleric with base power 3/3. And then the last one's two black, one other. If it is Phyrexian, put a 1/1 counter on it. And then you draw a card and lose one life. I mean, in
black, it almost just looks like it's just like, yeah, it's just like a coincidence that people are looking at this Evolved Sleeper card. This is from going to be released in Dominaria United. Yeah. So it's not even out yet.
Right.
But maybe people just looked up Black Phyrexian and then they found this card from Mirage, Phyrexian Tribute. I don't know.
Yeah, this card's it's not even out yet. And they're saying it's about $13 for this card.
Phyrexian Sleeper? Yeah.
No, Evolved Sleeper.
Oh, Evolved, yeah. Whoops, yeah, I mixed the names.
That's okay. Now, another thing, too, I want to note here is this is all speculation, you know, and there's other things Phyrexian can do, you know. I don't think this really is going to be a piece of any combo, you know. I'm not really seeing it. With the sleeper. I'm not really seeing it, man. You look at that one card, too. We had his card as the week a couple weeks back, man, where it's the black card where it's got Blitz, you know, and you draws a card, too. It's still standard legal, even, you know. I think that card's better than this, but when you talk about things like human, cleric, Phyrexian, you know, and then draw a card, lose a life, which you could probably... Now, on this last ability, right? If it's Phyrexian, put a 1/1 counter on it. It's not saying you can't stop doing that one time.
Yeah, exactly.
You can keep doing that. That's probably the whole sleeper part about this whole card, in all honesty. And that's surprising, too. So this card's never existed. It's getting ready to come out in Dominaria United. If this set didn't need any more hype, here you go. I like it.
I think it's going to be a good card in, like, it can be a good card in any sort of mono-black aggro strategies if that's an archetype. If it's not an archetype, this card probably won't really see play.
That's your number one mover and shaker this week.
Well, Phyrexian Tribute, not Evolve Sleeper, but yeah.
All right, Mythic. Now, yep. if no one's ever really heard about you before, or if this is the first time they're hearing about you, you know, what would you recommend? Would you recommend them to go view you on YouTube? What would you recommend?
Well, you know, I do some sick things and giveaways. I'm currently hunting some subscribers. I have some custom leather goodies that were made by my girlfriend from Red Cub Leather. Go check her out on Facebook. I do have some deck boxes that I'll be giving away once I hit 420. So I'm currently at 172. I do box break videos. I do box battle videos. I do weekly pack cracking content, comment picker winner giveaways, and I love appearing on other people's channels.
All that in a bag of chips.
You sound pretty busy, dude.
Sometimes.
Yeah, notice everything he didn't tell us what he wasn't doing, you know? Like, oh man, I can't tell him I'm doing this.
What's coming up next is kind of a longer list, so.
All right. Well, we got to keep this. We got to keep it rated PG 13 here. You know, I'm kidding. All right. Well, there you go. Hey, man, that's a good little shout out for you. You know, we're gonna keep that in the podcast. So, real quick, we're gonna take a commercial break, and when we come back, we still have Level Up. We're gonna talk Magic 30, and a whole lot more. So, stay tuned. We'll be right back. All right, guys, welcome back. So where were we? We were talking about cards. I know we were talking about cards.
Yeah, we could shift a little bit. We could talk about apps. There was actually a Magic the Gathering app that was apparently recently released, like Magic the Gathering Spell Slingers. This is something that I saw come up recently, and to me, it's a brand new app that... It's a brand new app that people keep saying it looks like Hearthstone. Mm-hmm. I know we don't really talk about other games over here, but
fine.
Guess just another comparison. I'm just...
Yeah, you're fine.
But it looks new. It's on iPhone. It's also on Android. Other people have confirmed that.
Okay.
I looked at the app. I didn't download it yet, but it looks like there was a recent update just a day ago, and there's not a whole lot of reviews. To me, that gives me an indication that it's a new thing.
Right.
However, apparently other people saying it's not new.
Right. Now, I told you before the show even started that it's not new, right? Did you hear it from other people besides me?
Yeah, I heard it from other people, but yeah. None of them have said that they've played it before.
So now, I played it actually, yeah.
But you said it's... different.
It was different. It was totally different. So I'll go ahead and shed some light on the subject, right?
Sure.
I think a long time ago, there was a show called Spell Slingers. Day 9, who actively promotes Magic the Gathering, right? And other games, too, like Hearthstone, in all honesty, was, you know, that's one of his things. The show's name is Spell Slingers, right? And I associate it with Magic the Gathering and stuff. And my tagline at the end of every show, you know, until next time, keep spell slinging, has nothing to do with that show whatsoever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or even other content creators who might attempt to do the same thing or whatnot, you know. I will say that when I heard about the game Spell Slingers, it was right after they came out with that one that actually failed, Magic Legends, if you remember that one.
Yeah, that was like supposed to be wasn't that going to be that RPG or something?
Yeah, it was like almost like a small Diablo kind of a thing, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
But they were talking about a huge scale Diablo game, and it just never came to fruition. What they ended up doing was they just stopped working on that project altogether, and what you had was Magic Legends. Okay, anyway, so now let's fast forward a little bit. They had a product come out for the mobiles, and it was called Spell Slingers. It was an isometric view, so it wasn't even this Hearthstone looking thing. Okay, it was almost looking like a King's Rush kind of a game or something, Clash of Clans almost, where you put a unit down and then they'll go automatically attack. So
I think they're called auto battlers.
Something like that. You know, it had that kind of a feel to it. It nothing of what the product is now. Okay. So now is this a reskin? Is this a remodel? I don't know. I do know that I'm a beta tester for a lot of things. Okay. I do know that. And maybe I was a beta tester for the original thing, and it's just, it's not the same thing. It really isn't. So if you're hearing different accounts like that, maybe that can shed some light on the subject for you. Mythic Hunter, is this your first time hearing about this Magic the Gathering app Hearthstone game?
Yeah. I really don't play a whole lot of video games, even on my phone. I'm more of a paper and dice nerd.
Some people who, because I brought it up in one of the Facebook groups, and they said that they played it and they installed it the next day. Mm-hmm. Other people said they played it and it's okay. Right. It's interesting. But everyone, like, I guess I requested for them not to compare it to Hearthstone. But apparently it's so similar to it that they kind of have to bring it up.
Well, yeah, I mean, by just looking at it right now, it looks like Hearthstone. I mean, this is Hearthstone. It's Hearthstone.
So
call it what it is.
You know? And for people who don't play Hearthstone, I played for like maybe 6 months when the game first came out years ago. I don't even know when. But it looks like it's really just kind of creature based, and you kind of attack creatures into creatures, and you can of course attack your opponent too.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it looks like. So you're not casting your traditional creature cards like you are in Magic. They're entirely different. They probably don't even have really any abilities. They probably have some sort of power and toughness and some sort of cost.
Well,
I don't know if there's necessarily a mana cost.
Yeah, there is. So the gameplay that I saw before recording today's podcast, the little bit of gameplay that I saw, there is mana involved somehow. I didn't get to see that part because I was rushing through the video. But I did notice that some creatures, not only do they have like a 3-1, but when this creature attacks, it'll do 2 damage to any target. Kind of thing. So I think what they're doing is they're sneaking their abilities on the creatures themselves.
Yeah. Because you don't, I don't know. I don't know if there's like any kind of sorcerers, instants, or enchantments or whatever.
There was something mentioned about that too, how they're dealing with instants. So there's like what's the word I'm using for fake?
Proxy?
Pseudo,
pseudo?
Pseudo. There's a pseudo ability for instance. I didn't get to catch it again. I'm sorry. Ill prepared, but I do know that they plan to do that a little bit differently in there. So there's some kind of interaction where it's kind of like an instant, but it's not, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but the thing is with these apps is that, yes, it's a Magic the Gathering. It's based on Magic the Gathering, but you don't want it to be Magic the Gathering. Yeah. You want it to have similarities to it, but still feel like it's its own separate thing. To me, it's like I don't know if I would want a spin-off that also has, you know, your mana values, your sources, instance, your legendary rule, your all these things, like, because then what's the difference? You're just playing Magic again. It's just a different version of Magic.
I do want this, and the reason why I'm saying this is because I want something that's different. You know, I'm not saying that I want Hearthstone. You know, but I got 2 or 3 games I play on my phone as is. And whenever I get a new game, I don't like it. I just erase it because, like, man, that's just going to be a waste of my time. Even though all these games on your phone, let's face it, they are time wasters, right? And I'm usually a free-to-play player when it comes to the phone games. But when it comes to this right here, I like diversity, you know? And again, I'm just going to call it what it is. It's Hearthstone with Magic's name on it. It says right here they have 17 characters, like Jay, Chandra, Ajani. And they're planned to have updates with more characters, of course, right? Of course.
Yeah, they've got to keep it new and interesting and mix things up.
Yeah. And crossovers will happen too, I'm sure, you know, because why not? You know, universe beyond.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you have played Hearthstone and like the feel of it, or if you've played other, I don't know if Spell Slingers is an auto battler. Mm-hmm. But if you're looking for something different that's still kind of Magic related, you know, check out the app, download it. I'm pretty sure it's free to download. And if you don't like it, just you can uninstall it the next day.
I don't think it's an auto battler. I think there is some strategy to it. I'll do more homework on it before next week's podcast. But from what I'm seeing so far, it does seem pretty decent. And it just looks like Hearthstone with Magic's name on it, man. It's exactly what it looks like to me.
Yeah. It could be something just to kind of scratch the itch.
Yeah,
to get a some sort of Magic, you know, affiliated.
And again, before we go on to the last subject or the next subject, I just want to tell the listeners, if you want to Google it, it's called, you just type in MTG Spellslinger app it'll come up, you know. It's the new thing. It really is. Last time I looked, it had like, what, 14 reviews, you know? So.
Yeah. Like, I honestly think this was a brand new game. I don't think it was anything that existed before. Right. Maybe there was a
previous app. Oh, no, there was. Oh,
right, there was. But yeah. I think there was probably just a previous app that just they just discontinued or no longer supported. Maybe they took it off the market.
So a lot
and
of
maybe
times,
that app team just kind of shifted their focus to a new app and just here's something different.
A lot of times too, man, and I've been victim to this, is you have an app and then you go searching for an app that's like the app you have, you know, the game, and there's just nothing really that's going to feed that itch, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so you end up with whatever's out there, you know. Like I play certain games. I play The Walking Dead, No Man's Land. I was playing that ever since it came out. I don't know why I can't put it down. I guess I have this feeling of nobody else in the world plays it. So if somebody does pick it up, it's like, well, dude, I'm like level 40, you know?
Okay, I can get that.
You know, and then, you know, it's just something funny for me, right? And then the other one I play is called Card Heroes. It's really simple. You just got four cards out of your like 50 you have, and it's just turn-based. So you pick a card, make its ability. Your opponent does the same thing. And it's really fun. I love that one. Same principle. We've been playing it since it came out, you know. Now, the reason why I'm bringing these things up is the Card Heroes one, right? I was playing it, and I got so far up there, man, that I'm like the top clan in the United States. Not in the world, because there's a tab for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like the top 150 in the world, but number one in the United States. Now, over here in the App Store, I'm looking up games that are like this, but just none really can compare, you know? And I noticed that they have one that was like it. So I click on it, and I'm like, man, there's the same pictures from my game. What's going on here, you know? I click on it, and it's totally different as far as it's the same game, but leveling up everything is different. So not only do you level up your card, but you can level up the quality, the actual level of the card still. Let's see, the quality, there's a couple of different things, man. I forget.
Probably just different stats.
Yeah. It's really cool. You can level up different abilities on the cards. It's really, really cool, man. Like, they had a really deep, involving game that I love, and they even made it better. And I'm like, wow, this is my Card Heroes, but I call it Card Heroes 2.0. So I go to the general chat in my Card Heroes, and I start letting everybody know. I'm like, did you guys know about this? Mm-hmm. And it made a big stink, right? So then everybody start talking to the developers and stuff. Now the developers and the helping hands guys, the ones that were called moderators, they don't want to talk in the general chat. They want to talk to you in like a mail system, right? So everybody can't see their opinions and their retorts and their rebuttals on this stuff. And what they told me was, yeah, it is another game. And what we're going to do is we're going to merge the two together. So the game that you love right now that you've been playing for years, we're going to go ahead and incorporate these new aesthetics to the game. And everybody's just going to love it, right? Well, what ended up happening was, yeah, I loved it because I was already playing the 2.0 and I fell in love with it. I love the new leveling up system more than the old system, you know. And when it actually merged, half the game quit. Half the player base just quit, man. You know, they're like, oh, no, there's just too much RNG going on. I'm out. Literally half the game quit. So the reason why I'm bringing this up, though, man, is what we were just talking about a second ago, which was, help me out here, because I go on rants, right? You brought it up. What was the subject we were just talking about?
Is the app change or not?
Yeah, the app. So basically, in a nutshell, they can have the game in, you know, pre-release, like beta, right? And then when it's released, they can have it under a different company name or something. They always got an app over in development somewhere, and they can even merge a game. So they could have had Spellslinger with that name, and I was playing Spellslingers, you know, but it was definitely a Magic the Gathering name. It was WotC stamped, you know. I was in the beta program. It was kind of the same game, except for the visuals were way different, man. You got to see the actual characters and stuff. Like a Johnny was on the field. It was really cool, man. What I didn't like about the game, and I quickly uninstalled it, was it was all automatic. It was just all automatic, man. And I'm not down for games like that. I got to have strategy, you know?
Yeah, to me, that just sounds like an auto battler.
Yeah. Magic 30's coming up. So I talked to my friend, Will. He's a truck driver buddy of mine. Shout out to Will. So I know you're listening out there, Will. And Will was talking about, you know, we were trying to go to this Magic 30 thing, right? And when I found out they were selling tickets to this thing, Onique, I was quick to shoot my buddy Will a text message, you know, with a link to the tickets. I go over to other content creators on YouTube that my YouTube notifications are going off crazy, right? And lo and behold, a couple of these streams, they're talking about the prices of the tickets and this and that. Now, mind you, I got to jump on the round table over on YouTube and do that, you know? So I got to stream live on YouTube with the other Magic the Gathering content creators on the round table. You know, Onique, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
And boom, that's the subject they're talking about right away with the tickets and stuff. And I'm like, oh boy, here we go. So apparently there's a big stink about, it's a very small window. The tickets went on sale at 10 o'clock in the morning yesterday.
Thursday, good, yeah.
So yeah, so today's 8:13, right? So the tickets went on sale at 10 o'clock in the morning. And by the time I got a message over to my buddy Will, it had to have been about 4 o'clock when he got the message. But I know I start getting a hold of him at noon, right? But he was sleeping and stuff. And the tickets were sold out, man. A lot of tickets. Now, I'm not going to say all of them, because you can go to this website and still purchase tickets. Now, I asked Will, I said, Will, are we going still? You know, because it's really up to him, man. You know, because I don't want to go by myself, you know. And he's like, dude, I don't know, man. You know, the package we really want's already sold out. You know, I mean, yeah, some of the packages still look cool. And if you ask my opinion, some of them are bargains because of the swag you get with it, you know.
What ticket were you looking to purchase?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the one that's all sold out. The one that was sold out in the first 10 minutes. I can't remember off the top of my head, man.
The Black Lotus one?
I think that's it. It's already sold out, though, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's already sold out. At any rate, you know, it was a turnoff, man. It reminds you of the secret lair process. You know, it really does, you know. And when the Jace shoes from Reebok, it reminds you of that too. It's like, I hope you got your paycheck cashed and you're ready and you heard about it and you're one of the first 100 people. You know, it makes you wonder, man, with all these events getting sold out and these tickets getting sold out, they must have a max cap in mind.
Yeah.
You know, and another thing too, Onique, you go to events just like I go to events, right? And you know, there's the thing called a revolving door, you know, so there's people that got to go, hey, I got to go to work tomorrow. It's like, okay, so he's not going to, it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday event. He's gone Saturday morning, but then more people come because they want to come on the last day or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So it's a revolving door. It's not everybody comes on Friday and then they stay Saturday and Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I got you.
So, I mean, I don't think this was really well thought out or planned out, in all honesty. And if it was just poorly executed. A lot of us have known about this event for a long time.
Yeah. So I see both sides of it. Mm-hmm. We all knew, we spoke about Magic 30 being a thing a while ago. This has been planned for over 2 months, probably even longer than that. So this is something that they announced the weekend. They announced that tickets would go on sale at a future date, and it would be in Vegas. That much we knew. So if you wanted to be proactive and book a hotel or book a flight or a rental car or whatever you want to do, you could do that. You did not book a ticket yet. They didn't really give any kind of details of when the tickets would be on sale, right? Other than it's coming soon, it's right. Coming soon.
Right.
But for me, someone who really wants to go to the event,
yeah,
I'm going to sign up for these newsletters. I'm going to check their Facebook page, turn on my notifications for both the Twitter and the Facebook. So anytime they say anything, even if it's like, oh, look at new Capenna spoilers or whatever, or a different set,
right,
I get a notification. So I made sure that I was well informed if something were to happen. And I saw 4 separate notifications,
okay,
this week, so like starting on Monday and Tuesday and whatnot, they're saying it's going to be this week, Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific time.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I will be ready at that time. And I made some posts in a Facebook group saying, hey, it's coming, guys, just get ready. Yeah. They, as you said, they could have done a better job of forecasting of when it was going to happen.
Yeah, somebody
hit the, they could have made more notifications.
Yeah, somebody hit the go button, right? Somebody said, okay, go, right? So they post it at 10 o'clock in the morning. Uncle John hears about it at noon, my time, right? That's 2 hours gone by. You know something sold out already, right? You know? So check it out, man. I find out 2 hours later. I try to get a hold of my buddy because I'm like, you know, this is a dual thing. You know, it's not just a solo thing. You know, it's if I'm not going, he's probably not going. If he's not going, I'm not going, you know. So I'm going to get a hold of him. You know, wait to get a hold of him stuff. And then by the time I go back, it's like, and then MTG Gaming Bob, he had another experience, man. He goes on there and then he's like, it'll take you out of the window. It'll take you out of another window too. So like, if you've got, like, you want to do everything slowly, right? This is what I've learned. Yeah, sure, you want to buy your tickets real quick, right? But when you do it, it's got instructions of how to buy your tickets, of how to buy the events, instructions for this, instructions for that. But if you hit those buttons, it will take you away from your shopping cart. And by the time MTG Gaming Bob went back to his shopping cart, it was empty. So he had to start a new one, and that product was sold out already. And yeah, he was trying to get the Black Lotus one too, you know. But I'm just saying that it could have been executed a lot better. Like, starting next week is the launch. It'll start off at noon Central Time. You know, it could have been advertised better. You know, instead of we're going to hit the go button and good luck, you know.
Yeah, the only thing I could think of is of why they did it, I guess, like a short-term announcement. And again, this is just a speculation, and it's probably a bad excuse too, is that if everyone knew about it at the right time, then it could crash the site and then no one could buy tickets. That's the only thing I could think of. And as I said, it's a bad excuse.
Do you have any opinion, Mythic?
Well, I'm with Onika on this. You know, they did announce the event far enough in advance, and it did say, hey, if you want to stay informed, go ahead and sign up for newsletters. You know, I did that. I saw a couple of newsletters. By the time that I had enough information, I knew that I wasn't going to be able to go, so okay. I just stopped paying attention.
Okay.
And yeah, I don't think ever really announced that this was going to be a limited number purchase on the Black Lotus tier or a limited number on this. They just said tickets are going to be this. There's going to be different packages available. Enjoy.
Are you there? Mythic?
The date is available.
So, I don't think they did either.
Yeah.
I heard Mythic the whole time.
Okay.
So, I don't think they need to specify that there are limited packages. From a previous announcement, I got an indication that tickets or bundles or whatever... I forget what the wording was, but something told me that there's more than one kind of ticket. And I assume that it's like, you know, a ticket to get in for a 1 day or 3 day event. And it's probably a ticket for like a goodie bag and gifts and merchandise and whatever of a 1 day or 3 day event. So that to me already kind of told me that like there's multiple things that you could buy. And I had it down to like four things, you know, a single day, a weekend, a single day goodies and a weekend goodies.
I do know this much. There's what they call like the e-sport package where you can sit at home for $30.
Virtual, yeah.
Okay.
I guess if you want to call it e-sport, sure.
Whatever, your virtual package, whatever, you know. You got your, that's whatever package you want to call it, right? But they got a $30 package where you can sit at home. And it gives you a few things. It's not going to give you anything that's physical, you know. But the other packages, which are pretty cool too, is you got like $60 for a one-day pass. But the one that's really cool is they got one that's like 160. They'll give you a 3 day pass, but there's not a lot of cool things they'll give you. They'll give you like two packs of something, you know, like draft packs or something. But, and then maybe a soul ring, you know, an etched foil soul ring. But, if you want something like the pen, you're spending $350. You want something like the book bag? Well, good luck. They're sold out. You know, by the time you hear this podcast, they're probably sold out of everything. You know, and where can you go to get this? Yeah, if you just look up MTG 30th year anniversary, it'll pop up in Google for you. Okay, but
MTG 30 tickets,
virtual tickets, sell out quickly too.
That's the thing.
No, it's still available on the site right now.
That's the thing is, I've got just so many questions about this. You know, as far as they had to know that there's a cap to this for anything to be sold out. Period. They had to know that there's a cap for this. Why didn't they disclose that information?
To me, that's should be common knowledge. Like if you, if there's a concert that you want to go to or a sports game that you want to go to, mm-hmm. and you want to be, you know, in a front row or 50 yard line or courtside or whatever,
yeah,
you know, those are limited. If, but, if there's a huge soccer game coming up and, yeah. and you want to, you know, you're going to wait until the tickets are on sale and buy what you want.
Going back to what Mythic just said, though, they did not advertise this as a limited event. They just, they didn't advertise it as an unlimited event either.
Correct. You know,
but they did put off the original image of this is going to be an event you're going to want to go to. And it's like, okay, cool. You know, and most events I know are pretty much open, but this one's like, oh no. You got to have a ticket. And we've only got so many tickets.
Yeah. But for me, the way I thought about it, and of course I'm not expecting everyone to think the same way. I get that. That's why there's people upset about this.
Right.
But to me, there's only a limited amount of front row seats.
Yeah.
There's only a limited, you know, if you want to be at the 50 yard line, okay, cool. But you know, there's also a 40 yard line and a 30 yard line and so on. Or is a few better? No, of course not. But it's a few yeah. decent. Sure. I got in the queue at 5 minutes before 10 o'clock. So 9:55, I was out of work, but I was fortunate enough to where, you know, I set aside time to make sure I got some tickets. Cause yeah. to me, I figured something would sell out. I got in the queue and then I already immediately hit with a 25-minute wait. And I'm like, oh wow, people are just lined up for this. After the wait, then I got the access to where I can click buy stuff. And already by the time the Black Lotus VIP badge for $700 was sold out.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, wow. I contemplated getting that, but I ended up getting the Pearl VIP badge, which is the non-commander one.
Yeah.
The Ruby is a commander. The Pearl one is pretty much everything but commander. And I got that one. And then
I got
the Pearl for $350. Yeah.
Now I'm going to let you know as the recording of this podcast, Pearl is currently sold out.
Oh, an hour after I bought it, Pearl was sold out.
Yesterday when I looked at it, it still had some available. Ruby is now sold out. So that was not sold out this morning. Ruby is sold out, man. I do recommend there's three packages. Okay. That I do recommend for anybody who's listening and thinking of, or just can't. That must be her doing leather again, right?
Yeah.
Anybody who's contemplating going to this 30th year anniversary, I'll start with the more expensive one, the Sapphire package. The reason why I recommend this one is because you can actually go to the whole weekend. Okay. Now, instead of spending $350 to go there for the whole weekend and get a bunch of swag, and you're only spending $160, just remember, you'll still get that Magic exclusive. And I'll put an asterisk around exclusive Magic 30 playmat, which, you know, Onik is probably even sought after, right? People would spend money to get that bad puppy. You'll yep. get,
oh yeah,
you'll get two Dominaria United collector booster packs, which hello was at like $75 or something, right? You get a mystery mm-hmm. booster. What they're not telling you about this mystery booster is this is going to be convention edition mystery booster, which is a big deal because of usually the test card is worth big money, and it's a convention edition, which is not like your regular mystery booster packs you get down the street from your local game store. A Richard Garfield PhD promo card. I've still yet to get my first one. I know, Onik, you've got four of them. You get the
event. I have what?
Four Richard Garfield PhD promo cards.
I don't have them. You mean in the package that I'm getting for Pearl?
Oh, is that what you get? You get one of them or four?
You only get one. You get four. Arcane Signet.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I don't know why four of them, I guess, okay. Because everyone has commander decks or something. Sure.
Well, I don't want to spend too much more time on this. So the other two package I do recommend, but you get some swag with this, right? The other, the second place package I recommend if you're on a budget would be the $60 Emerald package that gives you one day, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. You still get a mystery booster, the convention edition, a Dominaria United collector booster, so it's like half of it for less than half the price. That's why I love this one. Only one day. So if you want to get together just one day for this and go home, that's probably your best bet. Now, if you're really, really, really on a budget and you don't even think you're going to go, this event, what they call it, the Jet Package for $30. Look at this, man. You get the Arena Event Entry Token. I don't know exactly what that is, but you get an event token on Magic the Gathering Arena for something, right? It could be a draft. You get an online event entry token if you play Magic the Gathering online. You get to go to the Q&A with Richard Garfield and Mark Rosewater. You get some kind of Magic the Gathering Arena avatar. I don't know what that one's going to be. And then you get access to the Magic 30 merchandise, which we didn't cover. We'll probably cover next week, but that's a small window to even get to that merchandise, Onik, just to let you know.
I'm pretty sure at the event itself, you can buy the merchandise on a spot.
I don't think so. I think this is exclusive merchandise to people in that small window, like Secret Lair, and you'll have vendors selling products, but not this product, like the Magic 30 playmat, the Magic 30 pen. You know, you're not going to be able to get... Now, what I don't like about this whole package idea was, why didn't they include a 20-sided die in each package with the Magic 30 symbol on the number 20? Why didn't they do that? You know what I'm saying? They want to put one in every bundle, but for the 30-year anniversary, I know what they're doing. They're waiting for the Magic 50, right? All right, well, let's get over to Level Up, which is our last segment. It's because we're actually getting crunched on time right here. I'm getting fingers from production over here.
So last week we talked about drafting and what archetypes to look out for, and I kind of wanted to continue that. So for this week's episode, or I guess section of Level Up, I want to talk about signaling. And signaling meaning of...
Not what my producers are doing, right?
Right. Yeah. So when you open up a pack, when you open up a draft pack, and you're doing a booster draft, you generally want to take the best card in your hand. Doesn't matter what color it is, take the best card. Let's say it's a blue card. You take it and you pass it down. The next pack that you have, again, you want to do the same thing, you want to take the best card in there, but if the best card happens to be a black card, you want to take that too. Mm-hmm. A lot of people tend to lock themselves into blue already because, like, oh, they really want to play the sweet rare that they just pulled. So they maybe take another blue card. If you pass that down and you get your third pack, if you don't see any blue cards in there, then that's sending a signal, or you're receiving a signal from the person to your right that, hey, they're probably playing blue too, and they're going to cut you off entirely.
Right.
That time, you really need to change colors or make a decision of how badly you want to stick to this color. Because if you have a good, two really good blue cards, and that's it, you need to get out of that color. You need to find something else to go for. Look for other signals, like, okay, but there's still a really good green card in this pack. Start picking that up. And then, pass it over, and then you say, okay, there's still a lot of green cards, but there's, again, nothing blue. You really need to adapt on the fly of what cards you're seeing, what colors are open, what colors are cut off. So again, just take the best thing in there in the pack and just pay attention to the signals. At the same time, the signals that you're sending to the person to your left, because pack when you pass to the left, if you take a blue card from there, you're telling them, or you're essentially trying to tell them that, I took a good blue card in there. Of course, they're not going to know it, though. They're not going to know what's missing on the first pack. Maybe on a second pack, maybe on a third pack, they'll start seeing some patterns, especially pack five.
Yeah.
These colors are heavily missing. I need to change my game plan.
One thing I like to do, too, is a little tip for drafters, is after you pick your card and you put it face down in front of you, the remaining cards in that pack, do a light, and I mean light, right? You don't want to get nobody upset at you. Do a light shuffle.
Yep.
And then pass that pack,
It tends to help with...
That's not foolproof, but yeah.
Right. It tends to help with other players kind of second-guessing what card that you took.
Right.
If you shuffle it up, because no one's really going to sit there and be like, okay, are there still 11 commons in here? No, there's 10. He probably took an uncommon or something.
Right.
Or what? No one's really going to do that.
No.
Because they're going to look for the first three picks of your draft, take the best card regardless of color. Unless it's something just absolutely insane, like it'll win the game as soon as you cast it. Sure, then try to stick with that, but really pay attention to what signals you're taking, what signals you're sending, and what you're receiving. I'm sure you guys have drafted before. John, I know I've drafted with you before. Mythic, you've done some drafts, I'm sure, before here and there, right?
Once or twice, yeah.
Okay.
So we drafted together at that Strategicon a couple months ago, And yep. I'm gonna let you know right now too, before we even wrap this podcast up, that I'm getting ready to go back to Strategicon, the same location, September the 9th, right? And I'll be drafting pretty much the whole weekend upstairs.
Okay, cool.
I'm just letting you know that right now, man.
Back here in LA, huh?
Yeah, back there in LA, baby. But look, I'm excited, man. I'm stoked to even you know, be doing this. And instead of being a special guest downstairs, I'm going to be upstairs drafting the whole time, man. I'm going to be holding the drafts, and you know, I'm hoping to participate in quite a few of them. But you know, let's just see how busy it gets. But yeah, I'm going back on the 9th.
Yeah, going back to the drafts that we did together, like I received some extremely strong signals that White was wide open.
Oh yeah, man. There's like one guy. You picked White, Blue, Black, right?
Yeah, like pack one, pick one. I think I took a white card.
Mm-hmm.
Pack two with, I think it was a black card because the black was the best color. And then pack three, I received another extremely strong white card. And I'm like, to me, just there's no way it should still be in this pack. So, of course, I took it.
From what I remember in that draft, because there was two guys doing, what do you call it, Esper. There was you doing Esper and another guy doing Esper. And there was another guy doing Selesnya. Anybody else? There was nobody else doing white at all, you know.
Yeah, and no one was doing white two pawns next to me. So to me, that was wide open. I jumped right in it, and I got heavily rewarded.
Nice, man. Yep, I remember. I remember like it was yesterday.
Yeah, that was fun.
Oh, I want to do it again. I'm gonna be doing it again, with or without you, Oneek, man. hopefully, you're there. You know,
September 9th. I'll keep it in mind.
I'll cross my fingers. All right, guys, that's going to do it for this week's show. And Mythic, again, I want to thank you so much for coming on today's show.
I want to thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We'll put a link in the description below on your content. So, you know, hopefully they'll go over and check out your content, you know.
Thank you.
All right, listeners, stay tuned next week. Peddler will be back next week. He just had a family emergency pop up real quick. He said he wanted to do the show, but he knew we were going to crush it. And that's what we did. We crushed it. And we're doing the Patreon thing, too. We're going to do the YouTube thing where you want to play a game of Commander against anybody on the Crypto Commander, including myself. Let us know who you want to play against. I'll let you know right now, a lot of people got, you know, time's money, and it's very important. And, you know, everybody's got a busy life and stuff. So not everybody's going to participate, but let us know who you want to play and stuff like that. And we'll have a link in the description below. And until next time, keep spell slinging.